From today's Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 10, verse 25. Behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And from today's epistle, the letter of Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 14. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The story of the Good Samaritan is probably the best known story in the New Testament and certainly of all the Gospel parables. Everyone agrees that the words go and do likewise are a call to assist those in need and to show compassion. The Good Samaritan is symbolic of all efforts to do works of charity. Even those who do not call themselves Christians will quote the parable and use it as an example. Indeed, there is nothing specifically Christian about the parable. Anyone of any religion and none sees this story as a good example to follow. And it was, of course, told to those of the Jewish faith. So what is Christian about this well-known story? Firstly, of course, we would say it is part of the teachings of Jesus and therefore part of the Christian way of life. The compulsion to follow the example of the Good Samaritan comes to us from the very words of Christ himself. Whereas others who follow the same example might say simply that it is a good example to follow because it makes our world a better and more caring place. Even atheists feel they should help their neighbours in need. The non-Christian and the non-believer would also no doubt call attention to those who pass by on the other side, who are of course religious, and they represent indifference and hypocrisy, and remind us you cannot sit there and do nothing. The Christian aspect of the parable is also revealed by the question asked. Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? It was supposed to be a trap for Jesus. No doubt this bright young lawyer thought Jesus would lay out a plan of prayer and worship, a spiritual path to eternal life. But Jesus throws the question back to him. What is written in the law, says Jesus. Now, the lawyers in the Jewish faith knew all about the law of Moses and were there to interpret the law to the ordinary people. And this lawyer did not hesitate at his reply, You shall love the Lord your God and your neighbour as yourself. Thus, the lawyer in his answer revealed that love was the foundation and meaning of the law of God. So, for Christians, this example of the Good Samaritan is given to us not just so that we might do good and help others, but that we might show that we are possessed by the love of God, possessed sufficiently that it leads to love of neighbour, and that such love that we show is the way to eternal life. In the epistle reading today, St. Paul reminds us that the kingdom of God has been given to us by what Christ did on the cross. Eternal life was first given to us through the cross in baptism. It was sealed by what Christ did on the cross and is renewed every time we come to the altar by the sacrament of the Eucharist, which is the representation of what Christ did on the cross. The love of God, as shown forth in Jesus, is bound intrinsically with what he did on the cross. These three, baptism, the cross, and the Eucharist, are the foundation of the Church's very existence and of its life. So the Church, therefore, is called to be that society which shows its love of God and love of neighbour. In fact, through the Church we receive the grace and the strength to do this very thing, this thing we are called to do, whereas others who are not of the Church rely on their own personal faith, or none, as the case may be. Now, many people carry out good works and help those in need who do not identify themselves with the church. Perhaps the great example of those who follow the way of the Good Samaritan is, of course, the Salvation Army, that wonderful organisation. Always there when there is a need or catastrophe, always supporting those who need compassion. And that wonderful organisation nearly always shows up the rest of us who call ourselves Christians. Yet the army, that great organisation, does not have a belief in the sacrament of baptism nor the other sacraments. They don't gather for the Eucharist Sunday by Sunday as we do. Are they therefore outside God's kingdom? Certainly not. And they certainly live as Christians and act in a Christian way. Is the church then just a society for those who like wonderful liturgy, beautiful buildings, good music and fellowship, merely a society for those who like that sort of thing? Some would think so. But the cross is also part of what we do as the church. Indeed, it is the cornerstone of the church's life. The cross reminds us of everything about the church, be it a beautiful building, good music, wonderful sacraments and good works. Everything about the church is to point people to the fact that Christ won eternal life for us on the cross and made us inheritors of the kingdom of God, as St. Paul reminds us today. Our gathering Sunday by Sunday for the Mass is all about the cross. The sacraments are all about the cross. And our good works are all about the cross because we belong to Christ. All of these, of course, may inspire us and may make us feel good and right. But that is not their ultimate purpose. Their purpose is to proclaim Jesus and Him crucified for the salvation of the world. And that is why the Eucharist is rightly called a sacrifice. For it represents Christ's sacrifice of cross on the cross so that we might go out renewed by this sacrament to do good works as a sign of belonging to Christ, a sign that we are soldiers of the cross. And every good work or act of compassion by Christians represents the love of God as revealed on the cross. And that is why the parable of the Good Samaritan is the answer to the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Of course, we will not be saved just by good works. But as St. James reminds us in his epistle, by our good works we show our faith. The incarnation, the whole life of Christ on earth, means that the world is to experience God's love as revealed by Christ through those who belong to his church, you and I. And by the actions also of the church itself. As a teenager, I was captivated exploring the Christian faith and the sort of faith that might be for me. I was captivated by the stories of Anglo-Catholic priests and religious who worked in the slums of London in the 19th century, and more relevant to me, those who fought in South Africa against apartheid in the 20th century. I was inspired by their acts of compassion and love. And I discovered at the heart of their lives, the rationale for their living out the cross was the Eucharist, often celebrated beautifully, but always with devotion and love. For Christians, there is an intrinsic connection between here and there. Society, of course, may become more kingdom-like through political and social progress, and sometimes the church has got involved in that. But the church's witness is to the cross and a kingdom brought to birth through Jesus on Calvary. So the cross is always a reminder to us that self-renunciation and sacrifice must be a motive for living as a follower of Jesus. Therefore, we come again to meet at God's altar, not just as members of his kingdom trying to love our neighbour, but also as the body of Christ and the bride of Christ, foreshadowed from the beginning of salvation history, and perfected continually day by day by the Holy Spirit, a sign of the incarnation and God's presence in the world, a sacrament indeed of salvation, a priestly people, and the household of faith. For Christians, loving your neighbour is about loving God through Christ and because of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.